Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You just turned into Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your host, Minister Maureen Lee. I am so ecstatic today. Guess what? We're on the 954th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. God is truly good. As I said, I'm your host, Minister Maureen Lee, and you tuned in to the Daughters of Ruth. And I'm just like, anybody that's tuned in today know I'm a pretty happy-go-lucky child of God. I seem to talk about him throughout my day. And what I love about him, God talks about me throughout his day. Because I know I'm in his heart, and he's always on my mind, and mine's on his. So that's the relationship we have. That's the relationship I would love each and every last one of y'all to have with my Father. I'm willing to share him. He's just that good. I'm willing to open up my heart to talk about him every day throughout my life. As y'all know, I just got involved with Paparazzi's Jewelry, and God has blessed me with the income that I can pay my 10% tithes. Hallelujah, because before I was giving my time, but now I can pay tithes, and God is truly good, and I love my Paparazzi team. I thank God for putting them in my life, and those who listen to the radio show, hit us up on Facebook. Amen. Everything be used for God's kingdom, and that's what I believe. When God give you something, use it for another part of platform for him. Amen. So whatever God seems to give you, use it for a platform. You have a voice. Shake them bells. Let that voice be heard. Jesus is love. He loves us. He sent his son on to walk earth, this earth for 33 years just for you. Take it personal. He did it for me. That's how much I love him. So throughout my the lives I do, I let them know God loves me and he loves you too. And it's just that's just who it is. That's just how I roll. That's how I roll. Amen. But we have a guest on, my niece Mary Scott, and she was talking to me today because she was on my Paparazzi Live too. But when she started talking about her woman's retreat and how she was on fire, and she's still on fire, and she's on fire for the next one. So guess what I told her? Pastor Toy, it's a retreat coming up in September. The payments start. What's up? She said, let's do this. I said, they're asking for $30 deposit. She said, it's already done. So we're looking forward to going on her church retreat. Mary Scott, are you there?
I'm here.
Here you go. You can introduce yourself, Mary. Tell us what church you fellowship with and where it's located,
okay,
and a little bit about your retreat and what we're going to be talking about tonight.
Okay, tonight, well, hello, everybody. I'm in Augusta, Georgia. I go to Full Life Church of God in Christ in North Augusta, South Carolina, where the pastor is Michael Gamble. No sugar coated. We don't have no diabetic members. He give it to you straightforward. That's it. But I thank God for what he's doing in my life, because I'm always willing to impute what was imputed in me. If it's imputed in me and it blessed me, then it's my job to impute it in the next one and bless them and keep it going, pay it forward. So I'm excited about the word that I was sharing with a couple of people today and yesterday. And when she's ready for me to talk about it or whatever, are we going to ask questions or talk about it and get other input on there about it? But it was geared from our women's retreat last month, so it was all women. It was a 15-woman retreat this year. But this word isn't just for women. This word is for everybody. So, you know, if there are men listening, guess what? This for you too. So we are all God's children, and we are all have purpose. And our purpose, our first purpose, if you don't know what your individual purposes are, you need to find one purpose is that we need to spread the word and continue to encourage our brothers and our sisters. But when I was trying to think of a name for, because I am becoming a paparazzi consultant as well. And for the last 30 days, I've been trying to think of a name for my personal jewelry. And it was put in my heart during this retreat, precious pearls. Because each of us is a precious pearl in God's eyesight. But when the lady spoke on the precious pearls at our retreat, she expounded on it a little bit more. And she was expounding that, number one, that the pearl is the only gem that we have in our possession that is created by a living animal. And that in itself is unique, which anything that we hear, we should be able to see us in it or see God's word in it, that we're unique. We have purpose. And he has put inside of us everything we need to survive in this world, because the pearl is created from the oyster. And the oyster, it doesn't have hands, it doesn't have feet, it doesn't have any of that, so it can't get rid of and discard of what anything that gets underneath its shell that's an irritant. We also have irritants in our lives that come up. So the oyster is designed to protect itself from any irritants that get under the shell. And when she expounded on this, I'm going to read the passage. You want me to read it, Maureen?
Yes, please.
Okay. It's called The Precious Pearl, and it says, I'm here to encourage you to walk in the call of God upon your lives and instill in you that you have value as a woman of God and a man, and inspire you to discover and give birth to the gifts of God on the inside of you. However, it will be impossible for you to achieve God's purpose for your life until you know who you are in Christ Jesus. Every woman and man is precious in his sight, regardless of past mistakes, financial statuses, or social backgrounds. You're still precious in God's sight. We are precious to him and wonderfully made, just as this pearl I'm speaking of. God has a great plan that every woman should discover. He is looking to find and use a woman that is submitted to Jesus, willing to learn how to be obedient to his word, faithful wives, faithful mothers, and faithful leaders. It doesn't matter if you see yourself as a woman of great value or one of little significance. You're all precious in God's eyesight. Yes. Matthew 13:45 says, again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking godly pearls. This is similar to finding the kingdom of heaven. When you find the kingdom of heaven, your salvation is like a precious pearl.
Yes.
This is nothing more valuable than security for your soul. Just as the parable when the merchant found just one pearl, he sold all he had to purchase it. Likewise, when you discover the kingdom, it is worth everything you have to give up because you gain eternity with the Lord. So
yes,
it's worth
yes.
it. Everything has a price. Anything with purpose has a price. God is the creator of your soul, and without him, you cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. The pearl is an interesting study. My mind wondered how pearls were made. The precious jewels are the only gem created by a living animal, as I said before. They are formed when a tiny sandstone, food, or any irritant that finds its way inside the oyster's shell and threatens the organs. To protect itself, the oyster will coat it with a inside lining of its muscle called the nacre. Over the time, the layers of the nacre will build up, creating a beautiful pearl. Pearls come in different sizes, different colors, and different shapes. God created us the same way.
Yes.
They can take between 1 and 6 years to form, whereas salt water may take between 5 and 10 years. Can you imagine having an irritant in your life for that long? The longer the pearl stays in the shell, the more nacre is formed and the larger the pearl will be. Just like us, we grow and experience things in different ways. No two people are the same. God's precious pearl is for you. Your life is one word and one decision away from beginning, something more than you are today. So allow God to make that transformation in your life. Let him mold and shape you into the godly woman and man he intends you to be. 1 Peter 1:13-16 says, "Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ." Just like the oyster dies after the pearl is taken from it, we have to die to ourselves and to this world. We have to have something down on the inside of us to do this. It takes the Holy Ghost to wrap around our problems and weaknesses and strengthen us. And in the time, we can use something that invaded our peace and our joy and our health. So when we have these invasions in our life, we use the Holy Ghost as the oyster uses the lining of its muscles.
Mm-hmm.
It takes the Holy Ghost and turn it into victory in Jesus Christ, because that same power that rose Jesus from the dead can quicken our mortal bodies. Then it goes on to say, Ephesians 6:10-18, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil." The oyster lives in the bottom of the ocean. It's impossible for it to not get sand in the shell. But because God created the oyster and its environment, he put a defense mechanism inside of the oyster for it to survive. We have a defense mechanism in us called the Holy Ghost in order to survive. He did the same for us because we were born in sin, but he made a way of escape through Jesus Christ. Eventually, one day, the sandstone will become a beautiful, smooth, shiny pearl. According to history and myths, pearls are symbols of wisdom gained through experience. Pearls represent the journey of the soul or spirit along the path of perfection. So today,
yes,
I'm producing some beautiful pearls that's growing inside of me because I'm going through trials and the cares of this world. I wrap my problems up in the Word of God. I wrap them up in the Holy Ghost and in prayer. That's already on the inside of me. So when I open my mouth to give a testimony, I'll produce a pearl and not the sand that invaded my life. So take the grain of sand, wherever it may be, turn it into a precious pearl.
Mm.
Amen?
Amen. But you know the most part I like about it, when you were talking about the pearl today, I like Google and I like research and I got some books out, and it was talking about the pearl as a spiritual name. And it reminds you of the pearl is primary a female name given,
right,
in the English word. It's a hard, roundish object produced within soft tissues of a living thing. Wasn't we produced upon a,
yep,
living thing? Because,
yep,
if you took your rib, and the rib is hard, but it's also a tissue. God does some remarkable things. And we think,
yep,
about the innocence of a pearl.
Yep.
And how when we inside that womb, we're innocent. And God knows what we're going to do before we know we're going to do it.
Mm-hmm. And when I was reading that earlier.
Go ahead, baby.
When I was reading that earlier, what I got from that was, the pearl started out an irritant to the oyster.
Yes.
And as it protected itself, it became, the pearl is precious to us because we look at it as a jewel. But that oyster,
mm-hmm,
it was an irritant to the oyster, and it was protecting itself and created something great out of what was an irritant. So, but once we discover this pearl and take it out, and we like, ooh, a pearl, that oyster had to die.
Wow.
So that oyster didn't gain anything. That oyster had an irritant that it protected itself from and created something precious that we gained from it, and then it died. That is amazing. It gave up its life, producing something that God gave it what it needed inside to do. That is amazing. It just can go
so much deeper.
It's so much deeper because we produce things in us like that testimony we have. My mom used to always tell me growing up, everything we go through in life is not about you. It's not for you. It's for somebody else. And I'm thinking, I'm going to go through this hell, and it's for somebody else. But now where I am in Christ, I'm thinking, okay. So when I go through now, I go, I don't know who this for, but I'm going to go on through it. And when people ask me things, I say, come in, honey, let me tell you, because I ain't go through that for nothing. Who I can help?
Because I went through
that for somebody else. We go through life and we have irritations in our life. Look at the woman with the issue of blood she had for all those years.
Come on.
I had an issue of blood for years. I hemorrhaged for 11 months. I hemorrhaged for 11 months straight. And I mean horribly. And when I went to the ER one day for something else, a lady had passed away. She came into the ER with a hemorrhage, and she died. And the reason I know is because when I was leaving, her family was in the hallway crying, and I heard somebody on the phone telling somebody, we just brought her here because she was hemorrhaging, and she just died. And I was thinking, I hemorrhaged for 11 months, and I never so much as passed out. And then the Spirit said, I kept you.
Come on.
I kept you. He kept me because I'm going to meet somebody that might be going through that. And they can look at the finished product and say, I'm not looking at what somebody told me. I'm looking at the victorious product. I hemorrhaged for 11 months. I had to have surgery. I had to have a surgery performed. I can't think of the name of it, but they scrape your body down to the wall to stop it. An ablation. I know I had an ablation. I had a cervical ablation.
Okay.
To stop the bleeding, because nothing stopped the bleeding. But I did it for 11 months. 11 months. Only God knows this lady could have hemorrhaged one day, and he took her on home. And he never failed to show me that he kept me. I had lupus for 15 years, and he healed me. People say, there is no cure for lupus. I didn't tell you I was cured. I was delivered. There's a difference. I was healed. There's a difference. I have residue from me having it for 15 years on my body, but I don't have it. But that was an irritant in my life.
It was an irritant in my life.
But he take you through stuff so that you can tell the next one, this is what I do. This is what I can do. I did it for her. You know, it was amazing. That thing blessed me. That thing resonated in my spirit. It just wouldn't go away. I had dreams of it. And when we came back from our women's retreat that Saturday on the 22nd, we went right into our fast, our Daniel fast, the next day for a week. And I asked God, I said, God, can you give me something that I can share with the people to break down what I learned over the week in the retreat, so that, you know, we don't tell our personal overcoming that we do in the retreat. Some stuff is personal. Some stuff is a cleansing you just need to go and get away and get. But some stuff is just a testimony.
Yes, it is.
Some stuff is just a testimony. And don't give up, because I've been praying. I've been praying for my kids that grew up in church and know God, and they just walked away and do their own thing. And I've been silently praying. I've been making silent moves. I said, God, I know what you promised me. And I felt in my spirit, my daughter needs to go to this retreat this year. God, please make a way. She wasn't going to go because she didn't have the money. I broke my neck. I robbed Peter to pay Paul because I felt in my spirit she needed to be there. At the last minute, she went. And while I was there, she gave her own testimony, because I don't know what God does in her life or speaks to her heart. She has to tell it for somebody else to know it. And while we were having introductions on the first day, she moved her seat to give it to an elderly person, And when she moved her seat, she said the Holy Spirit told her, I'm calling you out.
And
she didn't share that at first. He said, I'm calling you out. And when we did our introduction, we got into the fourth person of introducing themselves. It took us 3 hours to introduce ourselves because God kept showing up introducing himself. We couldn't get through 15 introductions. It took us 3 hours. But he showed up. And one lady who was her first time there, she had never met my child, God gave her a word, and she called her out on her ministry. My daughter has a ministry in singing. She sings anointedly. And she wasn't singing because she was doing, but I raised my children, you can't do anything you want to do in the world and work a ministry. That's not, you can't do that. You can't stand before a church and work a ministry and you live in any kind of way. That is not. So my daughter was doing what she wanted to do. She wasn't working her ministry. She sat herself down. But I said, you can't do that either because your ministry ain't for you. Your ministry is for somebody that might be there that needs to hear you sing. And this lady who never met my daughter, who was her first time at this retreat, stood up and said, you've been in my spirit for 2 days. She didn't even know my daughter. She said, but God was showing me for 2 days. She said, and your gift is not yours. She said, people
That's
are
right.
going to fall
That's
at
right.
the feet of Jesus. She said, people are going to fall at the feet of Jesus because they're going to hear you sing. And my daughter couldn't do nothing but cry. She sat in the middle of the floor and cried because she knew that was God. And by the end of this retreat, she rededicated her life.
Yes,
and the day after that, she came back to church and rejoined the church. And I didn't tell her to do none of this because it ain't effective unless you do it on your own. But God is calling his people back, because if y'all ain't looked around and what we living in, it's
come
a mess.
On.
I don't care who in the White House. I'm worried about who on the throne. I don't care.
I know
don't
that
even one. Listen to. I don't care what they say about our president. I'm just worried about. I eat what I want, go where I want, and do, because I'm a king's kid, and that's what I focus on. And we got work to do. It is the last days. It is the last days.
Everything Mary was saying is true. How God sends people that don't know you to give a word for you that will save you.
And you know
it's
for you.
Wow.
Before that woman ever said anything to her, the Holy Spirit already told my child, I'm calling you out. So she knew when that woman opened her mouth, this is it. This is it. It is time to be honest with God. We all got faults. We all fall short. We all have imperfections. But God wants truth. He just wants you to come and say, this is me. This is who I am and what it is. Fix it.
Yes.
Use me. Use me. That's all we need, each other. We need each other. We have to fix it.
Do.
We are each other's rock.
And
it
that's
was
my
awesome.
My
y'all
we
never
are
experienced
our brothers
the
and
retreat. Yep.
We are. It takes a village. And we as Christians got to stretch that village.
Yep. Yep.
You know, and that's what I like about Purpose Kingdom Network. It's a church without walls to me. It's everybody and their mother have a cell phone. So everybody can get the word of God. And I want to offer him to anyone that want a change in their life. If you're tired of carrying other people's garbage around that's hindering your blessings, you got to let it go. You have to let it go. Because if you don't let it go, it will kill you.
Yes.
And God's word comes to make you strong. God give you support.
Yes.
He give you his presence because he's omnipresent. He's always
right.
in the midst. Well, no matter what the situation may look like, my God will deliver you from every last situation that you're going through because you, my baby, my brother, my sister, you are a pearl.
Yeah. I'm going to be, since I got this opportunity, I can be transparent because ain't nothing I went through that he didn't bring me through that I'm embarrassed about. My daughter, I was homeless from July last year until March this year, and I was staying with some friends. My youngest daughter is 14. She was listening to this rap music then and these kids don't understand that these demons come through music. And my daughter got vexed with a demon, and I didn't realize it at first, but I know something wasn't right. And she set 3 fires at my friend's house in one day. The 2 fires she set outside, and one of them caught fire to her pant leg, and the little mesh screens that they have up outside, the little clickers that, you know, the little screens you can put up, the little portable ones. And the enemy don't care who he take out. He going to use you, and then he going to destroy you, and he going to go on to the next one. So she set 2 fires outside, but the 3rd fire she set inside the house while everybody was sleeping. But God had her put the fire out and wake everybody up screaming. So I knew something was really wrong, and I called my pastor, and I said, Pastor, and I told him what was going on, and he said, do you want me to come over there? I said, you don't need to get in your car and come the distance. You can pray where you at. And he prayed, and I went to sleep. And the next day we met up at the church at noon, and I took my daughter to him because she had a demon possess her. And the demon didn't like me. And that's fine with me, because if he don't like me, that lets me know it's something in me that he ain't connecting with. But I tell you this, anybody that knows me, I have physical limitations. I'm physically disabled for the moment because my healing is being performed as
it's coming.
It's already here. I accepted it, and I'm just walking it out because where I'm weak, I just have to strengthen it. But at the time when this was going on in August, I walked with a walker because I have no cartilage in my legs, and I'm bone on bone, so I walk with a walker. But I took my daughter to the church so that we could pray this demon out of her, and I got on the floor and wrestled with my child for 1 hour and 45 minutes. And the demon that was in her, you know, I don't know if anybody ever experienced that before, but the person that's possessed by it, you'll hear their voice that you recognize, and then you'll hear a voice of that's in them.
Yes, that's true.
And that was in her, looked me in my eyes and said, I hate you, and I hate God, and it's all your fault. And I said, that's fine, because And guess what I told him? Well, that's fine, because it's eviction day today, because you letting this one go. And we prayed, and we fought. And my daughter, let me tell you how real it is. My daughter is only 14 years old, and she has never experienced nothing like that in her life. She told me when she was delivered that day, after she was delivered, she said, Mom, I was trying so hard to walk towards you and Pastor, but it wouldn't let me. It was forcing me to walk out the door. And I was trying to turn around and come to y'all, but I couldn't. It controls you.
That's
so
what
when I got home after she was delivered, and we, you know, went out to eat, and we went home, and we relaxed, and we went to bed, my pastor called me the next morning, bright and early. He said, while I was in prayer last night, he said, God told me to tell you that if you wasn't saved, and if you didn't live the lifestyle that you live, all 5 of y'all would have died in that fire last night.
Mm.
So I said, I don't take that lightly, that me, because I chose to live a certain lifestyle and do the right thing and live for God. He saved 5 people because I live right. It's so important. I tell my kids, you never know when you need to use your get out of jail free card. You don't never know when it's going to be an accident and God going to save you. You need to live right every day.
And that's the key, Mary.
This stuff is real.
Because
this
people don't realize the devil is a real person. He's a real entity. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. He don't like families. He don't like you living right. He don't like you to like yourself. He don't want nothing good for you. But you know what? I'm not mad at him, because he's doing his job. As Christians, we need to do ours. So every person he takes, we got a thing. If you want to mess with me and mine, I'm a warrior, boo. You forgot who I was in the street.
He not easing up, and I'm not either. He can't have mine.
That's
mine is plain, and I walk in it, and I tell him, thank you, even for what I don't
That's
see. Right. I don't got to see it. You don't always have to see the whole staircase to know it's going up.
Come on, come on. But you know them stairs are there. You know, and people got to realize this thing. This is not this is a spiritual warfare. It has nothing to do with you for real, for real. You just live it. That's why he said you got to be in this world, but not of this world. This is a spiritual battle. God wants you. He's looking for a few good brothers and sisters that's going to walk in his army and trust and believe everything. I tell people this all the time on my show. No matter how it look, no matter how it may seem, my God is the same back then that he is right now. I don't want to go over the wall. I don't want to go around the wall, but I want to go through that wall. Because my God said, I will be your everything. I will fight every last demon that you got. Because I already took the keys from Satan. I already won this fight. You just got to have a little bit of faith of a mustard seed. Hallelujah.
Right.
Just to hold on. So people that's listening, no matter how it looks, no matter how those finances may look right now, no matter how much that job is taken from your family, but I guess what, baby? God said, I will provide. He will provide if you trust him.
That's right.
And when my niece said she was homeless, she's being transparent.
Yep.
When she said she was delivered, she was delivered.
That's right.
And when she says she's an anointed, when her daughter trusts and believes, I thank God for my family because that anointing runs through the family. Because you got to hear them two sing together. Her daughter and my daughter. Man.
Let me tell you, whoever's listening, it ain't always been like this. You have to learn how to trust God. You have to learn. I didn't. I'm 50 years old. I will be 51 next month, and I didn't learn how to trust God until a year or two ago. I believed, but I had to learn to trust and just wait. When I was homeless, I didn't say, God, if you give me someplace to live, I said, when you give me someplace to live, I know. And when it got hard, and it got the struggle, and it got overbearing, I said, God is heavy. I didn't doubt him. I didn't question him. I just said, Lord, it's heavy right now, and I know it's coming. So just give me the strength to hold on, because I know my house is coming. As a matter of fact, I spoke and I said, by the first of the year, I look to be in my house.
She
and
did.
I ain't got no better sense than to think the first of the year. Because when I signed up for housing for Section 8 2 years ago, in January, I was number 3,000. Well, no, 6,000, something like that. And by June, I was 2,000. No, I was 4,000 in January. So I was like 2,000 and some change in June. So I was estimating that if I went down 2,000 in 6 months, I should be where I need to be by the first of the year, God. I'm going to wait it out. I'm going to trust you. And then when in November, I got the unction, well, Lord, if they're going to contact me, I need to ask them what address did I write on my application so I could be reachable when my time comes up. And the lady asked me on the phone, are you homeless or staying with somebody? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, well, you have to come in and you have to fill out the paperwork. And in the middle of the application, there's a section for if you're homeless. And she said, and then let me know when you do that because it's going to move you to the top faster. I said, okay, God, I'm number 2,000. Listen, I was number 2,689 in June. And in November, I was still 2,689. And she said I would move closer to the top. So if I had hit number 300, 500, I would have been okay because I was in the thousands. So when I went in that Wednesday and filled out my paperwork to change my address, 2 days later, I called her back. This lady said, you are number one.
Hey!
I went from 2,689. 2 days later, I was number one.
God said,
then nobody
I will
that
give you
God.
The desire to start.
Then the thought came to me, I've been homeless all summer. If I had did this in July or August, I could have been in my home, but that's not so. I had to live through that ordeal, July, August, September, October. I had to live through that because that's creating my character and my it built my trust and my faith. He moved when he felt like moving.
That's right.
But I tell you what, the week after Thanksgiving, I got my letter in the mail, and by March the 1st, I had the keys in my hand. I told my daughter,
hey.
I said, for your birthday, her birthday is March the 3rd. I said, March the 4th is her birthday. And I told her, for your birthday, you will have your own room in your own house. And I got my keys on February the 28th.
God is good, honey.
So March the 4th, she had her own house and her own room. But I told her, that's God. God is, when you believe that he going to do something and you don't say nothing but what he going to do, he ain't got no choice, because he'd be like, she's so crazy, I got to do it. She trusts me. My pastor told me, God can't help but bless you because you just don't care. You crazy faith, crazy faith.
And you got, that's what it takes, though, Mary, because I told on my show a couple months ago how I was putting in job applications, and I did want to go back to work, but I don't want to do hospice nursing no more. I don't want to do that anymore. I want to do something else. I was putting application in to different hospitals, medical coding and billing, different things, but nothing was coming through. Everything was saying you're overqualified. Do you know you can qualify for this? And I was like, I don't want management, nothing. I just want to do 40 hours a week and call it a day, go home. It wasn't coming. So I was talking to Pastor Toy. Pastor Toy kept saying, Maureen, it's just not your season. God wants you to sit home a little longer. I said, but don't God know? It's driving me crazy. He said, no, God's dealing with you on some things. And he really was, because I love talking about God. And I told people for the longest time, I always loved Christ. I always was unique. But I was running. I was running. And I think about us being on the 954th episode. I remember when I was on number 6, when she came and said, Maureen, I want you to do your own show. I was like, Pastor Toy, I didn't hear that from God yet. I'm sorry. I'm like, no, that's just not me. But I did it for, and she can tell you, I did this for about a couple weeks. And then I had to get into my word. We were on a fast at church, Bethel Deliverance, and the pastor said, whatever your desires are, I want you to place them at the altar and leave it there. And I did that, and I actually heard the Holy Spirit say, Maureen, it's your season. I've been calling you for so long. I could have took your life years ago when I was in a car with my ex-husband. Remember that, Mary? And he wanted to hit the gas and make us go fast. But I could have did it years ago, but I knew you have a call on your life. So when God places something in your way, it's not to make you fail. It's to make you stronger for tomorrow, because your testimony can save somebody's life. People always tell me I'm transparent, and I thank God for that, because I'm not ashamed of where I was. I'm not ashamed that I was married before. I'm not ashamed. I was verbally and physically abused. I'm not ashamed of that. Because I'm more than overcomer through Christ Jesus, who strengthens me. And I had to remember that. And what I love about Mary, me and Mary are road dogs from way back. She still is my best friend, not just my niece, because I married her uncle. But when God gives you a gem, you got to see the gem for what it is. So if this message is touching somebody, if somebody got spiritual gifts out here that God is willing to, he wants to use, he wants to nurture you, he wants to put you in his hand, he wants to put you in that oven again and bake you a little longer, because he wants you to come out as pure gold, lift your hands up and say, for God I live, and for God I die. I belong to you, even from the beginning of time. You got to walk race. This is not an easy race. No, I'm not going to say it's easy. You're going to go through some things, but I guarantee you're going to be just like that bamboo. You're going to bend. You're going to bend, but you're not going to break. You're going to get back up because you're more than a conqueror.
Yeah.
See, that's how my God loves us. He loves us when we don't love ourselves, but he's just waiting for you. Hallelujah. He's just waiting for you. He's waiting for you to say, I surrender it. Father God, I can't kick this thing by myself. Father God, I don't think I'm worthy of loving you, but guess what? You were so worthy because he knew you before you knew yourself. So every sin you committed, he already knew. But once you say, God, I belong to you. God, forgive me for all my sins. I believe that you died. I believe that you rose. I believe that you went to hell and took the keys. I believe that you're coming back again. I believe my name's going to be in that Lamb Book of Life. And now I can be made whole so the man can't hold nothing on me because I became whole.
Yeah.
See, this walk is, oh, hallelujah. My God loves us. And I tell you, I'm willing to share. Mary gave her testimony. But when she talked about that pearl today, I said, baby, we got to hear this tonight. It's somebody out there listening, because as you know, Mary, I'm going to send it to you. We're listened to in so many countries that people the word. Hallelujah. We're over like 16 countries.
Oh.
And it's the word of God is being spread. And these people that the countries we're listening to, some people can't even say the name Jesus.
Yes.
They can't even get on their knees and say, God, I love you. They got to hide. But we living in a society where we can go to the mountaintop and holler out, Jesus, I live. For Jesus, I live, and for Jesus, I die. It's countries that can do that. But yet still, we'll hide in our house. We'll go to church on Sunday and not point our mouth to the neighbor next door or the sister the next year over.
Yep.
But you call yourself a Christian. This word is for you, boo. We can't stop. We got to stop playing church. We got to be the church.
Let me give you another transparent moment. I was telling one of my friends who goes to my church, she had a falling out with her sister who goes to our church, and she said, I don't even want to speak to her. I just want her to leave me alone. And I said, well, that's not really good in church. You know, it doesn't look good. But one of my sisters in church had hurt my feelings, and I kind of was avoiding her. Now, I wasn't mad with her, but I was a little hurt and disappointed in her. And the Holy Spirit spoke to me in church and said, you told her that that was wrong. But you're doing the same thing. We got to know that when God says something to us, he ain't telling you to tell somebody else. He's talking to you. So we need to embrace the discipline and grow up so that we can grow on. Because he talks to us. He tells us, don't do that. Don't say
he really
that.
Do.
Don't wear that. Don't go there. Apologize. You ain't right. Everything God say ain't sweet blessings and all of that. It's discipline. Because I tell you, when I was homeless, he broke me all the way down. I went to a funeral, and the girl that one of my friends, the girl that I was telling that it wasn't right about her sister, she had hurt me when I was homeless because I was staying with her, and she put me and my kids out for no reason and knowing we had nowhere to go. So that hurt me so deep. But we went to a funeral of a friend. And the pastor said, look at the person next to you and tell them I love you. And lo and behold, I was sitting on the aisle seat. But who was sitting next to me?
Mm.
And I turned around and I looked at her. I said, I love you. And he told me, and the next thing he said, fix it. So when the funeral was over, I said, where you going? She said, nowhere. I'm going home. I said, I need to go to your house. I need to talk to you. And when he told me to go to her house, and then it was another young lady that we used to all be together, and she was feeling some hurt kind of way. And God said, don't leave her out. And I said, can we stop and get her on the way? She said, sure. And I stopped and got some pizza and some sodas, and we sat at her house and got it all out in the open because that's what God wants us to do. How are we going to be the foundation to help other hurt people if we can't talk to each other?
Come on, come on.
How we going
to talk
to somebody we don't know? How a stranger going to come to you broken and you minister to them, but you can't minister to the one you look at every day?
That is so true.
And guess what? Everybody that had hurt me between a 4-week period, God told me, it's that. I rode the church bus. I rode the church van to church one night. He told me in service, don't ride the van back home. Ask this member, can you ride home with her? And I rode home with her, and I had to talk with her because she had hurt me last year on the church retreat, and I was so broken. And it took me months to even look at her. And God said, ride home with her and talk about it. And I talked, and she said, I knew you were still feeling some kind of way, but God told me, fix it. You know how many times he told me to fix it? He didn't tell them to fix it. He told me to fix it. Fix it. And as soon as he say fix it, I automatically know exactly who and what he's talking about. Because we know. You don't
God
have to be saved
good.
To know.
God is so
even
good.
when somebody is telling you something right, you don't have to be saved to know when somebody's telling you something in love and when somebody's telling you something just to be funny.
Mm-hmm. This is
but we blow it off because most of us don't want nobody to correct us because if they tell us, then we can't no longer do what we want to do because we know. So we want to act like we don't know because we want to stay where we at.
That is true.
Because my favorite
line, know,
I
Mary,
tell my pastor is, anybody that's offended about something, it's an area in their life they don't want to change.
Yeah, it's a slight echo, Mary.
I seen it.
They had
it was there
a
earlier,
little
but it went
echo
away.
In the back. I don't know
yeah,
where it's coming.
It was there earlier, but it went away. So I was hoping it went away. But you know, that's you know who, but he don't get no glory here.
You know that's right. But I want to read this again. You're listening to Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the 954th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. I am your host, Minister Maureen Lee. We have our sister Mary Scott on live from Augusta, Georgia, and we were talking about the pearl and how it's justified as being humans, basically. And if you'd like to call in, the number is 319-527-6091. If you like to voice your opinion, all you do is hit 1, and you will get in a host queue, and they will chime you in. If you just like to listen, continue to listen and be blessed. But as we were talking before, I did do the call of salvation, letting you know how God died. You know, he walked this earth. He came back, went to hell, got the key just for you. But if you like what you heard and you want to be saved and have God write your name in the Lamb Book of Life, you can just say, Father God, I put my hands up to you tonight. I give all my stress unto you, Father God, because I know you were designed. You died. You walked this earth. You died. You went to hell and took the keys of death. And you're coming back again just for me. And you can write my name in the Lamb Book of Life, and I will be made whole. If you believe what you said, call a friend on the phone. Go on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever y'all do. Go outside. Holler to your friend. Call somebody. I just became a new creature. All things are passed away. All things became new. And tell your story. Yeah. And then when you did all that, you find a church home where you can grow in a spiritual living knowledge of the word that's unfiltered by shame, that's unadulterated truth of the gospel. But you have to study each scripture as you get it, and you ask God to break it down to you. And if you need help with that, you can call right to Purpose Kingdom Network. We have a show on 7 days a week just for you. Just for you.
Yeah.
Just for you. Now, after this, do we have any announcements? Pastor Toy, do we have any announcements? Brother Rob, is it any announcements? I guess we don't have no announcement.
You want me to give the scriptures that was in reference to the pearl?
Yes, because I want them to write that down.
Okay.
Hold up, Mary. Brother Rob,
yeah,
is that you?
Yes. Real quick,
okay.
I'm going to do the announcements. All right. This is
okay, can you do the announcements, Brother Rob?
Yes. This is the Product Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank each and every one of you for joining us for tonight's program. If you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom, you can contact us at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com where you can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can send us a hello or send a prayer request to Mandy out of that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. You won't be joining us with God's Word and God's Blessing for tomorrow evening show at 9 p.m. We just want to be Deep Lock Church with Sister Adrienne Allen. And once again, we're going to ask God's Blessing. You'll join us tomorrow evening for Deep Lock Church starting at 9 p.m. It's going to be hosted by Sister Adrienne Misunderstandings Allen. We thank you so much, and that's going to be the announcements for tonight.
Amen.
Brother Rob, I thank you for all those announcements. God is truly good. I thank him for you, and I thank him for Pastor Toy. I heard the announcement, but it was a little echo in there also.
Yeah.
But I hope everybody heard it, and I'm just so happy right now. Sister Mary's going to give us the scriptures where we can get those scriptures on the word that she learned at her Bible women's retreat. I was trying to look at my ink pen. You might have to text it to me. One of the grandkids took my pen. You can get those scriptures now, Mary. Thank you so much.
Okay. Ephesians 6, 10, and 18. First Peter 1, 13, and 16. And Matthew 13 and 45. And First Corinthians 15 and 10.
Amen.
Yep.
And if you found yourself listening this evening and you like to say something about what you heard, I would love for you to push 1 to give us a feedback on where did you fit in. Because we're on here not just for you, but for ourselves. And when we give our testimonies, trust and believe, we are giving of ourselves. And when we talk, it's just not for you. It's for us, too. We meant, like they said, the word is a two-edged sword. And I'm just so grateful that my niece in Augusta, Georgia, called in to grace us with her testimony and some of her women's retreat experience. Because, like I said, I can't wait for me and Pastor Toy get that $30. Because we're going to be at the next one. And Myrtle Beach. I'm looking forward to getting the word. Because we have to get the word and share it. We're not supposed to get the word and keep it to ourselves.
That's right.
We're supposed to go out and testify. Tell somebody about Christ. They might not hear about him. But if you get to tell your story, that's all I can say over and over again. Your story is not for you. You're not going through something just for you. Mary told you, you're going through something because somebody else down the line is going to go through the same exact thing. And your story can save their life. Amen.
Yeah.
Mary, I thank you so much because talking about the pearl before we got on the paparazzi live, it did something to me because I needed to hear. What I say to you, we got to share this. Keep this to ourselves. It's just
Amen.
Too good. And if you believe God been that good to you through the years, when you sitting down listening to the show and you not hitting one, you're being disobedient whether you like it or not. I'm going to tell you like it is. Because it's something right now.
Forcing
you not to hit that one. Hit that button to tell your story. Because somebody in India might need to hear it. Somebody in Turkey might need to hear it. Somebody in Alaska might need to hear it. We're mm-hmm. listening to so many countries that might need to hear your testimony.
Yes.
You're doing the same thing in church when they ask for your testimony, how good God has been to you. Can you share? And you sit there.
Yes.
Every testimony you give, God is marking in his. Like you ever have, when you're in school, you get the stars. God
yes.
is marking. He is marking. He's keeping a rule. He's keeping records, y'all. For when that day of judgments come, he's going to ask you. He's going. I know he ain't going to do it like Janet Jackson. What have you done for me lately? But he's going to ask you, where did you stand?
Mm-hmm. What hindered you?
Did he say, well done, my good and faithful servant?
Mm-hmm.
Or would he say,
yes,
get ma'am. Away from me because I never knew you?
Jesus.
You got to think about everything. Our God is too good to sit down on anymore. Time for playing church is over. We got to be the church, and we got to be about our Father's business. We have to be about our Father's business. But if you're scared and you know, God knows your heart. Trust and believe he do. But we have certain people listening that might not know how to push one and tell their story. That's okay. That's okay. But when you know that you know that you know and you won't hit that button, yeah, God's going to deal with you too, boo. Sorry to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll let you know. I'll keep it 100 with you. Mary, do we have any last comments from you, Sister Mary? Do you have a song
no.
in your heart?
Unless you wanted me to share the... Pardon me?
Yeah, I was teasing. I said, do you have a song in your heart?
Well, wait a minute. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got to interrupt for a second. I got to interrupt for a second. Praise the Lord.
Praise
them,
Jackie. That's our pastor, y'all. Pastor Toy.
Praise them, everybody. But I got a kick with my sister in the Lord for a second because she keeps telling everybody, press one. I'm trying to tell her folk one talk. She ain't brought nobody on yet. I said, the spirit is just that good. I wanted to come on and give God some praise. I wanted to thank God one because my childhood friend is sitting here testifying. You know, me and Mary go way back, and I look back on all the folks that used to go to church with us, and it's good to see that some of us is still staying on the wall. Some of us have stayed and remained on the wall. So I bless and praise God for her this evening, for her testimony, for her sharing.
Yes.
I want to apologize to everybody for the echo. I have been trying to figure out what it is all night, but the devil is alive. With his word will go forth, even with the echo. I bless God for Reverend Maureen. Amen. I bless God for Reverend Maureen and for what she has done, what she is doing, for her obedience, for her growth in the Holy Spirit. I'm excited, but I just wanted to say I will never look at another situation the same way again. And for those who are listening online, because we're going to get these calls going, please call in 319-527-6091. We are going into archives, and if you can't call in, you can always log in tomorrow at www.blogtalkradio.com/Perfect Kingdom, type in Daughters of Ruth, and you'll be able to hear the conclusion of tonight's episode. But I wanted to say, I will never look at the adversity the same way again. I always knew that I was going through to be a blessing to someone else who went through, but that pearl thing just did something all up in my spirit. And now I love, you know, I used to love pearls, a pearl necklace, pearl bracelet, especially you get some double loop pearls. I always love pearls. I don't got my pearls no more because the Lord has blessed me with pearls of my own. And now I understand why he says, cast out your pearls before swine. Because the truth of the matter is you went through something to form that pearl that you're casting before swine. So I bless God for you. We do have another caller on the line, and I don't know why the phone keeps freezing on me, but we do have another caller on the line, and we are going to bring that caller on.
Thank you so much, Chappie. I love you.
Love you, too.
Yes. Yes.
Caller,
good evening.
You there?
What up, what up, what up?
Misunderstood Allen! This is Adrian.
Misunderstood.
That's right, Adrian.
Allen,
what's up,
dude? The host of D Block Church. I wanted
That's
to come
right.
and say, ladies. Wow, I got a testimony. I got a story to tell. Let me tell you, I had to press one because you said that if we wasn't pressing one, then we was not obeying what we were supposed to be doing. I said,
Amen.
Oh, well, definite lie. Let me press one right now because I am not scared. I'm unapologetically a whole me. Because everything that I know that I went through, I'm watching it. I'm watching it. I'm watching it.
Mm-hmm.
I bless God that I went through something. I just wanted to come on, though, because yesterday I was having a conversation with someone, and the post that they read was saying to the was saying in the situation that the situation that this woman had already gone through, the painful way that she had to raise her child. It was now about to happen because her daughter was just about to bury her loved one. And it was like the same situation. And everyone was talking about how sad and bad it was. And I thought about it and I looked and I said, you know what? There would be no one else to walk that young lady through this situation except for her mother. And I think that might have been why it looked like that. They said to me, Adrian. I said, y'all talking about generational curses. I'm talking about take the generation and make it a blessing and say that the only reason why I went through it was so that I could be here strong and ready for you so that you don't have to go the way that I went and we can be on top of this thing and we can just win.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it was just awesome because y'all were, like, there, and that was that whole conversation. So I'm hoping that the people that were listening to that conversation yesterday are on here tonight because we do this PKN thing every day, you know what I mean? So hopefully, you know, I just wanted to come on and say, yeah. I know I have a story to tell, and tomorrow on D-Block, we going to ask about your weed.
When's the last time
you pulled your weed, you know? When the last
Amen.
Time
I can't wait for tomorrow. I will definitely be on there.
Can't wait to see y'all. See you later. Thanks.
Yes. I love you, Adrian. You know how I feel about you, misunderstood, Adrian Allen. I just, you know what? I'm so belated because, as I always tell y'all, when we talk about God, it just does something to me. Because he's so much to me. And I just thank God for my daughters. I thank God for my grandkids, my great-grands. I just thank God for the word. I thank God for family. Even if they're not all blood. But I just thank God for you. I thank God for the listeners. Just imagine, if we had 954, do you realize our 1,000th show is coming up soon? God had us on Blog Talk Radio, 1,000 episode, Purpose Kingdom Network. And I always tell you, when God gives you something in your spirit that you can't shake, and every night he's pricking you, 3 o'clock. See, I'm here. I'm a 3 o'clock baby. He don't let me go to sleep until I study, read my word, pray, talk to him, meditate on him. It'll be about 6 o'clock, 6:30. I'll be just getting to sleep. But that's how God do with me. That's my relationship with him. Because that's why it's important that you have more than just the religion. I don't want you to have a religion. I don't want you to be Pacific, a non-dominational thing. I want you to have that relationship with him. When you hear when you think it, God said, I got you, baby. I didn't have to say a word, but God knows me. And I thank God for that. Because like Mary said, as kids, what does it say? Train up a child, and when he is older, he will not depart. That is true. That is true. He'll let you go. You'll become a fishing rod. He'll cast you out. He'll let you do your own thing for a little while. But when you seem to get too far in the deep, he have a way of bringing you back. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for bringing me back. Oh, I'm getting close to the shore, God. I just thank you. And I just thank him for his grace and his mercy that keep us going. But I also, again, I thank Pastor Toy. Because like she said, her and Mary go way back before me and Mary. Okay? That's how God works. Full circle. Full circle.
Yes,
God is good. But he can do the same thing as you hear us talking about Christ. He'll have you talking about him just like that.
Yes.
Just like that. Just like that. And
yes,
it's so
God.
Funny
yes.
because, thank you, God, if someone out there now that's going through something, God's been dealing with you on a lot of issues in your life where he's trying to say, baby, I love you, but I'm not pleased with what you're doing. You know who you are. Just you were in a church, yes, but rededicate yourself. Just rededicate yourself.
Yes.
That's all he needs from you. He wants you to put your hands up and say, God, I surrender everything to you because I tried it my way. It's not working. I keep hitting a wall. But every time you hit that wall, God still says, I'm waiting for you to tell me to take it over. He's just waiting for you to let him take it over. You got to let him take it over. Amen. Mary, do you have any last remarks?
Unless you want me to, did you want me to share? Did you want me to share the poem that was? Okay. Well, I just wanted to share it because it's encouraging and I try to inspire. Well, I asked God to give me a poem to sum up what I learned at our retreat. And I named it Equipped because we are equipped. And it says, I often am reminded throughout these battles, struggles, and fights that God is ever present and everything will be all right. Pastor is constantly imputing the importance of using your faith. My sister shared one of my favorite poems last week. It's simply entitled The Race. We are all running this marathon, just different lanes and different pace. God isn't moved by your kicking and screaming, your tantrums or tears on your face. He's saying, get up, straighten your crown. I'm only motivated by your faith. I said get up because, yes, we fall and are discouraged, and it's often appalling. The only thing that conquers defeat is rising victorious after each falling. It doesn't matter the speed we run. Don't focus on who or what you pass. Keep your focus on the finish line and meeting God with open arms at last. Preparing ourselves to do God's work essentially is what we all need to do. Yield, come out of your comfort zone, embrace discipline, be accountable for you. We were taught a lesson last week that was resonated in my mind and heart. Everything we need to make it was placed in us from the very start. We all are familiar with oysters. From them is created the pearl. God gave every living thing inside of itself what it needs to survive in this world. When any kind of irritant gets inside the shell, a muscle called the narcray starts to protect the organs and repels. The oyster can't discard the irritant or spew it out because it's trash. It uses what God placed inside of it to protect however long it lasts. The longer the irritant is present, the more the narcray wraps around. You know how long the irritant was present by the size of the precious pearl when it's found. So be encouraged that everything isn't quickly solved, but we all will encounter going through. But remember, God has strategically placed the necessary tools inside of each of you. No matter what we're facing in this mean and sinful world, in the eyes of our Father, we are all a precious pearl. Amen.
That, now, think about that poem she just read, you guys. Think about what she's saying. That poem says it speaks volumes. Mary, if you get a second, can you send me that poem? Because I would love to put it on our Facebook page, because I know she can write. Mary can write. She can sing. God is good. And I'm so glad I can call her my friend, my niece, She's gonna be a business consultant for paparazzi jewelry. All y'all. And
yes.
I'm just excited to see what God has for us, because I tell you, not alone with just the paparazzi jewelry, it's a business. My girl got her house. Now she got a business.
Mm.
Pay that 10% tithe, girl. You know?
I do.
And it's good when you work for something and then you can see it in the end. And I just thank
Maureen, I pay my 10% tithes off of my disability check every month, okay?
I know that's right. I know that's right. But it's
because
something when you get your disability and just your finances, period. But when you can work and pay your tithes together, it's something else. That's my grandbaby.
Somebody told me that if you don't work for it, you don't have to pay tithes on it. But in my eyes, as long as God provides you with an income of wherever it comes from, that's what you pay tithes on. If somebody hands you $20, you better give God too.
That is true. But I'm like you, Mary. If God gave it to me, I'm going to pay some tithes on it. You know what I'm saying?
That's nice.
So I can relate to everything you're saying, because everything he give us is a gift from him. And I just thank God for the listeners, Pastor Toy, Brother Rob, Adrian. Nikki, what's up? From Paparazzi, that's our newest director. God got more levels for her to go. I'm excited to be on that journey with her, Mary and I. And we're so excited. We're going to start our business adventures, and we're going to do great. Level up, everybody. Level up.
Thank you.
Because Boss Babies is coming through. Amen?
Yes.
I love you, Mary. I thank you for all your support.
Thank you. Thank y'all for
listening. We
got to
do this again.
And I hope
God gives you something. You're more than welcome to come on the Daughters of Ruth and be a co-host. Let's get this word out there, because we got to keep getting the word out there. And I sent it to you how many countries we're being listened in.
Okay.
When you get a second, play that, and you're going to be amazed. People need the word. They're striving for the word of God. They're living water that never runs dry. And I just thank God for you, our viewers. Mary, again, your church. Want to shout out your church one more time?
Full Life Church of God in Christ in North Augusta, South Carolina. Pastor Michael Gamble
is
your pastor.
Augusta. We're going to sign off.
If you're on my Facebook page, I go live for our Bible studies. I go live for every service, and especially on Sunday. So if you can't come, you can always chime in, go live, and be a part of. I thank y'all for my favor tonight. I appreciate it. I don't count it robbery, because God kept me to be here to share with a new understanding in his word. So I thank y'all for my faith. And I hope
thank
somebody
God
was blessed.
For you. And we're going to sign off. Thank
blessed.
You for listening to the 954th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. Thank you for tuning in to the Daughters of Ruth Ministries. We're sounding off, and everybody say,
amen.
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 Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.